On today's Tech Help for Churches, an overview of the YouTube Creator Studio. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you use the internet, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, leave your comments, etc. So please just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's not a big deal either. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. That would be a great way to reach me as well. And I have all the rest of my contact information listed, so you can do that if you'd prefer. So let's get started talking about the Creator Studio. Now, most people think about YouTube as the place where you upload videos, and that's true. But once you've done that, there's a lot more information that you can deal with, and most of it's located in the Creator Studio, or can be accessed through the Creator Studio. So I thought that we'd just take a quick overview of what's in it, and then maybe in the next couple of weeks, jump into more of the details behind what the individual pieces and parts do. So first off, when you initially get to the Creator Studio, you're going to go to the dashboard. Now, the dashboard will have three tabs at the top. The first one is total views. This is the amount of times people have watched all of your videos. So if you have 100,000 total views, that means if you have one video, that video has been watched 100,000 times. If you've got 1,000 videos, that means on average, each one's been watched 100 times. So it gives you the total views, not the total number. Next, we have subscribers. That's how many people like your channel enough that they want to know when there are new videos. Finally, there is an add widget button. Now, we'll talk about that a little later when we talk about the widgets, which is below. So the widgets that I have on mine, and I can't remember if I've changed these, quite frankly. So it could be that you don't have all of these. If you don't, no big deal. You can just add them with the add widget button. So the widgets are tips, where it helps you more with your YouTube. Latest videos, so you can tell what are the videos that you've uploaded most recently. Really valuable if you think, now did I upload that one or not? Well, this will tell you, because you'll see, oh, it's not one of your latest videos. Comments, where you can manage the comments. You don't have to go to each individual video to manage the comments. You can just go here and do all these. Very helpful if you get more than one comment a week or a day. You can just speed through them right there. Analytics, that will show you just an overview of the analytics of your videos, how many people are watching them, things like that, and what's new. That tells you a little bit about the new things. So if you wanted, you can actually add another videos widget. Now, this might be useful for unpublished videos or videos with the most views. You can tweak that because there's a little gear icon in the upper right-hand corner once you add that. So that's something I want you to consider doing. Next, we have the video manager. That's where you can find all of your videos in order of either most watched or most recent. So you can switch between those two. Live events, if you're using YouTube Live, which as a church I really think you probably shouldn't, but if you are, not everyone listens to my advice on this. If you are using the live events, that will give you a list of those. Playlists, list of all your playlists. Shows, this is kind of like playlists, but it has additional features, and it's actually a little harder to deal with. It's not like you can, while you're uploading, just go to the drop-down and click, hey, put this in this playlist. Now, it's a little more complicated. There are seasons and stuff like that. I've tried to mess with this, but really, it's not all that helpful. Next, we have copyright notices. Now, if you recall the episode a few weeks ago where I talked about copyright, if you have any copyright notices, this is where you would go. In fact, you'll see a screenshot on that show of my copyright notices. So you'll notice that I have some as a result of just being one of those edge cases where most people don't get permission from the band before they hit it big. I did. Oh well. Next, we have community. Community is where you can interact with people. So, first off, you have the comments. Now, these are subdivided into the published comments, the held for review, and the likely spam. The likely spam tend to be, hey, come buy my product, or this is a great video. Why do you not like my product here? Yeah, I don't know why they think that that would work, but that's the likely spam. Held for review tends to be, we don't know which it is, or if you've set the comment settings a little strictly, then you can go into the held for review and decide, is this something I want or don't want? Next are messages. YouTube actually has something like an email system built in the back end. So you can message subscribers, you can get messages from other people, etc. And that's a good place to do that. Subscribers lists all your subscribers. So if you have 10, you'll have a list of 10. If you've got a big list, I don't have millions of subscribers, but I've got 563. No, it was 561 this morning. I've got 561. So as a result, I can see a list of them, and I just have to show more to see more of them. Then you have fan funding. This is a fairly new feature that I actually don't have anyone that's hopped on the bandwagon of doing this yet, but fan funding allows people to contribute to your channel, so that might be something you're interested in. Contribute subtitles in CC, short for closed caption. If you've uploaded your own subtitles, this would be a good place to find those. I uploaded text files that were transcripts and found that a lot of them were not yet published. So this was a good place to check that and find, oh, there are three that I need to say, hey, publish these three. Next, community settings. You have some control over the content in your comments. So you can say, you can have a blacklist where someone always seems to say mean and rude things about your videos. Well, they don't get to comment anymore. So you can put their username in the blacklist. Comment rules, who can comment, who cannot. And this tends to be more general, like based on their activity, based on who they are, things like that, etc. And credits. Credits is a list of videos that you're credited in. So if a member of your church credits you in a video, credits your church in a video, you might see that there. Next we have channel. And in the channel we have status and features, all the features you're allowed to use in YouTube. So you might see some listed there that you're not allowed to use. So you can figure out which ones those are. Like, for example, by default, you're not allowed to upload your own thumbnail. Well, that will be grayed out, and you can do a search, or maybe in the future I'll show you how to do this, where you can have that enabled. Basically, they need to confirm that you're a real person, and they want to hook your account to a phone number or an email address, stuff like that. So there are several features, and some of the features, by the way, that I've mentioned earlier may not be listed in yours because you're not allowed to use that under status and features. upload defaults. This is super useful. This allows you to put in the basic information that you want on all your videos. Pro tip, tags listed there, you could put in all your tags, putting quotation marks around tags that are more than one word. So in my case, tech help for churches, which is the tag I always tag this video with, is in quotes. So it's, quote, tech help for churches, unquote. And that groups it together as a single tag. So that's very useful. And I put in all my tags, by the way, even though I have various shows, because it's easier to just delete the ones that are not right than to add in new ones. So that's what I recommend you do there. Featured content, you can have a featured video. And a great practice for this is to feature your latest video in all your videos. So that's pretty cool. And you can have a channel ad, which is a video that is an ad for the channel. And YouTube will promote your channel for free if you put it there. Next, you have branding, which is a watermark or a bug that shows up on all your videos. That's something I would recommend that you do. And then you have the advanced tab, which has advertisements, AdWords for video account, associated website. You want to do the associated website so that you can link to your church's website. Channel recommendations. You want to allow your channel to be recommended. Probably. I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't, unless it's like, hey, look at this idiot channel, and they recommend your channel, when in fact it's not a recommendation at all. Subscriber counts. Now, whether or not you show those is really up to you. I show mine. Some people, they don't want that out. Usually it's because they don't have very many subscribers. So keep that in mind as a reason why you may or may not. And then finally, the Google Analytics ID, etc. This would help you for tracking in your Google Analytics dashboard, which is a separate service, but also run by Google, like YouTube. So that's worth doing as well. Finally, we have the Create tab. And I've talked a little about these before, but that's where the audio library is with your three different types of audio. The royalty-free audio that you can use, no problem. The sound effects and the ad-supported audio. Ad-supported audio tends to be famous songs, but they're not licensed in all locations, so pay attention to that. And finally, the video editor. Video editor, of course, I've talked about before. There are actually two video editors. This is the one where you can create original videos. So do that there. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that you now know all the things that you can look at in the YouTube Creator Studio and all the stuff that you can play with. Now, we're going to revisit this a little later and delve into more details, but that was just an overview. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, and there you can pick up a free church tech gift, and I'll send you more tips and tricks. I tend to do this on Monday, the same day I release this show. And more news about what's going on over at trinitydigitalmedia.com. You'll also like the stuff that I've made just for you at my store. Now, this is important for you to know. I understand what it's like to be asked to do things that you don't quite get just because you're the technical person or just because you're creative. So I've created things to help you. You might have tried looking all over the web, spending hours and hours and hours trying to find the stuff. Just save yourself a little time. My resources aren't all that expensive, and you can get a leg up and save time, and get better at what you do at your church. So go ahead, head over there, see what's available, and pick up one of those great resources like how to do video for your church, my books on podcasting, Twitter, serving in the church, etc. Those are all great resources that I've made with you in mind. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.